The gospel speaks of this woman who for 18 years was held in bondage by Satan with an infirmity that kept her stooped over. And Jesus freed her from her infirmity by placing his hands on her and saying, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." This makes us think of our own infirmities in the form of attachments to sin, attachments to the things of this world, attachments to our own will, and how these things prevent us from growing in love for God, helping us to live a more holy life, helping us to draw closer to God. Are these so many different attachments that really deform our spiritual life or impede our growth? And these attachments are really something to focus on and reflect on and think of how many attachments we might have to the things of this world, to sinful things, or to things that are not good for us or that are a waste of time. You know, we can easily think of the computer or the television or food or too much sleep or too many parties, too many attachments to worldly things, wealth, cars, material things. These attachments which we need to look at, and how many of us don't reflect and meditate and look at our life and see all the things that are entangling us and keeping us from living a good and holy life, and that are making us instead waste time and do things that are not God's will and that are not beneficial to ourselves and that don't lead to the good of our neighbor. Think of all that time that we waste on our attachments that could have been spent on doing charitable works, helping other people, growing in knowledge of our faith, spending more time to pray, sacrificing, doing many good things for God, and spending our time well, all because of our attachments to things that are not good or not as good as they should be for us. And so we have to reflect. We need to take time, quiet time, to look at our life and then plot out ways and plan out ways to change our life. And that's the biggest thing, I think, just the easiest way to change our life and to change or to take attachments out of our life is to plan it out in our mind, to reflect, and then to make resolutions of change and say, what am I going to do instead of these things that I'm attached to? And then, of course, pray for the grace to be more detached, to chip away, to mortify, and to be free. This is the freedom from these attachments, which many times can be Satan's slavery over us. And so this freedom is what we're seeking, what we want, and what we will be happy about at the end of our life. I've been free, and I spent all this time well, well-spent life, a well-spent day, well-spent life in God's service, doing so many good things for God and so many good things for our neighbor. This is the benefit of religious life, where we spend so much time in prayer and good works and evangelization, and we're forced to do it in a certain sense because we're made to do it through obedience, and yet we don't lose the reward, we don't lose all the merit for it. So that's religious life, but it's also family life, where we're obligated to take care of our children and to do things and to work and do many things. So we want to put things in our life, structure our life so that we're doing all these good things for God and we're not wasting time and we're not being enslaved and entangled and attached to the world. So let's ask Our Lady to obtain for us that freedom, more and more freedom, so that we're free to love God and to give our entire life and every moment of our day to God's service.
Et Jesus. Christus.